Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Being investigated as an act of terrorism is an early morning attack on New Year's revelers on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. At least 15 people are dead, dozens injured. The driver of the pickup truck that slammed into them is also dead, killed by police during an exchange of gunfire. President Joe Biden has addressed the nation.
Our nation grieves with you. We're going to stand with you as you mourn and as you heal in the weeks to come.
CBS's Elizabeth Campbell is near the Airbnb where the attacker stayed in New Orleans. Residents were asked to leave their homes.
Around 9 a.m., they had knocks on their doors from officials telling them that they needed to vacate the area. They cleared a couple of blocks around the house in every direction. Folks here have been staying with friends, going for walks. There's a church around the corner that has very graciously opened their doors to folks for charging stations, a restroom. It's still unclear when they're going to get to return to their homes, though. They've been allowed to be escorted one at a time to get medicine or something they need, but it's been a long day of a lot of uncertainty.
Investigators say Shamsuddin Jabbar, who was born in Beaumont, Texas, was an Army veteran who had an Islamic State flag on his truck. CBS's Nicole Skanga reports.
A deadly car ramming attack on a German Christmas market last month prompted the Department of Homeland Security to warn police departments nationwide of the threat of lone offenders during the holiday season, citing simple tactics like firearms or vehicle ramming.
Police are investigating a possible terror attack involving a Tesla Cybertruck that exploded outside the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas today. One person died. At least seven nearby were injured. CBS's Andres Gutierrez has more from Las Vegas.
The Tesla Cybertruck exploded and burst into flames just outside the doors of the Trump International Hotel. People at the hotel and on the sidewalk had to scramble to safety as fire crews tried to douse the flames.
At least three people are dead in a fireworks explosion in a Honolulu area neighborhood. At least 20 others were injured in the explosion last night. Hawaii Governor Josh Green says he will be taking steps to stop the use of illegal fireworks.
It's very likely we will be proposing penalties that will be Class C felonies for anything over 50 pounds of fireworks. We'll debate that at the legislature.
NASA's Parker space probe survives its close brush with the sun, and CBS's Michael Wallace with what's happening next.
The probe has sent four signals back to Earth since it flew within 3.8 million miles of the sun on Christmas Eve. It was the closest a spacecraft has ever gotten to the sun. Now the probe should start sending back data to help scientists learn a lot about the sun, including its solar winds and why its outer atmosphere is hundreds of times hotter than its surface.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Marquette with a win over Providence. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a 70-58 win at Providence over the Friars. Marquette head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, we've had a hard time here at the Amp since I've been at Marquette. Providence has had a ton to do with that, but the crowd has been tough to overcome over 40 minutes. And the way the game started, with Providence making, I think, their first four shots, scoring 10 points in the blink of an eye, was not ideal.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Pacers in Indianapolis 120-112. Doc Rivers says it took his team a while to get going.
AJ Green didn't make a shot in the first, and he makes a couple. TP misses wide open shots, and he makes a couple. And it just goes to show you, great shooters never lose confidence. They keep believing. We keep believing in them. That's all we talked about at halftime, is all the shots. I even said, TP, you're going to get the same shots. You're going to make them, AJ. But we got to make sure they get shots. And if we do that, we're good.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some flurries and light snow showers in the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, west winds, low temperatures in the middle teens. On Thursday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine, west to northwest winds, and look for some late-day flurries, highs in the lower 20s. Currently 17 degrees.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Wednesday. Greetings. Welcome to our program. We will be the first hour of our program today, which will start in just a moment. Congressman Mark Pocan will be with us for the hour. In the second hour of the program, we're going to start off with my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com. Where the hell are the next Democratic warriors ready to fight or take the fight to Trump's fascism and the GOP machine? I mean, we're hearing Democrats go, oh, yes, we'll work with him. And just like general silence about where's Kamala Harris hiding? So we'll get to that in the second hour of the program. Also, in the third hour of the program, Heidi Sigmund-Kuda is going to drop by with a list of actions we can take to thwart this organized crime ring that seems intent on taking over the United States. A geeky science. Did you know you're ingesting a credit card's worth of plastic every week? What's that going to do to us? And also, just a heads up, tomorrow, renowned holistic veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein will be joining the program to take your calls and answer all your pet health and nutrition questions. Yes, we're going to take a short break from politics tomorrow. Just a short one, I promise. But on the line with us for this full first hour, and lines are open at 202-808-9925, is Congressman Mark Pocan. He represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin. He's a current member and the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's the co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus, chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. His website is pocan.house.gov, and Rep. Mark Pocan over on Blue Sky. Congressman, welcome back.
Thank you, Tom. Glad to be with you all.
It is always so great to have you with us. I have two quick questions for you. The first is this new survey just came out. 40% of Americans think that Luigi Mangione assassinating the CEO of United Health was justified, essentially, was a good thing. Acceptable, actually, was the word that they used in the survey. This says something about us and our society, and I don't think it speaks to bloodlust. I think it speaks to Americans being sick after, literally sick, of being the only country in the world that doesn't have a national health care system. I'm curious your take on this.
Yeah, Tom, I actually have had this conversation with a number of folks. You can't, in my opinion, condone someone just taking on their own actions, because that's against our system of laws. And obviously there's all sorts of other problems with that. But watching the public response has clearly been one that's saying our healthcare system doesn't work. In fact, I think what it really says, Tom, is including people like myself, I have tried to navigate it, and I can barely do that. If I, as a member of Congress, can't, how can you expect the average person just trying to get by working, dealing with their family, to navigate a system where they get bills they don't understand, they can't talk to anyone about it, they get denied for their care, they have to get sometimes prior authorization and all the rest, and it's a mess of a system. So, this is one of the things that we were truly tone deaf to in the November elections, because clearly people care about this. If you don't have health care for your family, where are you, right? It's something fundamental to the life and success of your family, and yet we didn't hear how frustrated people are, and they clearly are.
Yeah, I totally get it. The second thing I wanted to bring up before we get to, you know, our callers was what's going on within the Democratic Party. We just saw, you know, there was all this excitement that AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, was going to be the new head, or at least the, you know, the number two, the Democratic leader of the House Oversight Committee, one of the most powerful committees in Congress. And it looks like Nancy Pelosi pulled a behind the scenes to insert a 74-year-old guy with throat cancer instead in a position that could be a very high profile, you know, fighting on behalf of Democrats. Then, you know, just to continue, Richard Neal, 75, is going to lead the Democrats on Ways and Means. Frank Pallone, 73, is the party's top representative on energy and commerce. 86-year-old Maxine Waters is the ranking member on financial services. And Rose DeLauro, 81, is going to run the Democrats on appropriations. Connolly, this cycle, took $118,000 from PACs linked to the defense sector, which he'll be in a position to help out. Ways and Means is the top tax writing committee with jurisdiction over Social Security and Medicare, among other programs. Richie Neal is the top recipient of donations from the insurance industry, having received $412,000 from industry PACs just in the last 12 months, plus generous six-figure donations from HMOs and pharmaceutical companies. Frank Pallone has gotten over $1 million from electric utilities since joining Congress in 1998. What the hell is going on inside your party?
Yeah, so you're giving a lot, and it's not all connected, and some of it is. So let me try to, in the little time we have, you know, we have seniority as a system, and largely how we do the ranking member or the chairs of committees. I'm sorry?
Why?
It's just a system they've had, and they've... And
shouldn't it be a merit-based system? I mean, isn't that the essence of democracy?
Well, and it's also based on experience, which often is the merit in a lot of these. And most of these, like, I would argue there is no one more qualified than Rosa DeLauro to run the Appropriations Committee. So lumping them together actually does a disservice to when I think we need to say, but this Congress, we started to say, just because you've been on the planet longer isn't enough. So we did that with Agriculture Committee. We did that with Natural Resources and another committee I'm forgetting. I think the issue, and I supported Alex because I think she'd be great, and I think she will be the ranking member and chair someday of that committee. I have no doubt that's going to happen. I think what happened here is Jerry Connolly had cancer, just like Jamie Raskin had cancer when he was the ranking member on that committee, and that was used fairly effectively. That other than that, you know, a lot of members, especially some of our identity-based caucuses, support the system of seniority because a lot of their members are currently the ranking members out of that system. So it's not as easy as seeing a wholesale change in that happening. I think what's important, you know, especially for Alex, and like I said, I support her and I want to talk to her about this, is, you know, she's now really in line for that committee. And given she's only been here a few years, rarely has that happened. Republican Party does things different. They term limit chairs. We don't do that. There's a lot of things you could have internal conversations about. But I don't think it was a statement against Alex as much as it was an affirmation that we still are largely seniority based, unless there is a pretty serious exception. But that is starting to change.
And in other words, it was a sympathy vote, or it was just, you know, we're recognizing the old seniority system? And
I think it would have been recognizing the hypocrisy that we elected Jamie Raskin when he was ill and was able to do the job still quite well. Right. And then you're saying someone else couldn't do that. And quite honestly, Jerry Connolly is not in some of the committees. We did have people in charge that are probably not able to do things in the same way as a Rosa DeLauro, for example, who is brilliant and amazing.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have included her in the list because she's the one that I don't have. You know, here's where all her money came from either.
And that's the other issue, Tom, right? That is a point, right? Like the fact that we are addicted to campaign money is affected so much of how everything runs in Washington. And that's part of what, as we have a DNC election, I'd love to see them change, especially in primaries, that outside money coming in. But I think the good news is, and, you know, I did talk to Alex just yesterday. I think she's got a great future here. She does amazing work. She's an amazing communicator. This was not as much anti-Alex as it was, how could you say, you know, one person with cancer in charge of the same committee is okay, but not the other person?
Well,
and I,
what's his name had a very curable cancer. Throat cancer is.
Yeah, but now you're asking every individual member, half of which are millionaires and not physicians, to decide which cancer is which.
I get it. It's a mess.
Very healthy right now. I just think it's a little more complicated. It certainly is something odd to our system, and the Republicans probably do it a little.
Yeah, I totally get it. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour. It's Middays with Mark, our regular visit with Congressman Pocan, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. We'll be back with your calls for Representative Mark Pocan in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever they'd be like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
It starts with a whisper, it starts with a call. One voice rising can speak for us all. When we stand together, there's nothing we can't do. The strength of a union begins with you. From the factory floors to the office walls, we've got the power to change.
Welcome back. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. Just a correction, his blue sky handle is pocan.house.gov, at pocan.house.gov. So check that out. Do I have that right, Congressman?
I wish I could tell you the truth.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. I get it. All righty. Bob in Otis, Indiana, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning. Good holiday season to the both of you.
Thank you.
This is on Social Security. I am an elderly individual. My entire income is Social Security. I'm getting an increase of $24 a month starting in January. I will probably be getting an increase in my rent shortly thereafter of over $40 a month. And as you know, the Republicans are already looking at bringing out the knives for Social Security. My question is, are the Democrats going to stand up in their entirety as a group and say, no way, Jose, you're not making cuts to Social Security?
Yeah, Bob, I'm just about sure that's going to be the response. Hakeem Jeffries already talks about it on a regular basis, talking about going into the next Congress. You know, this is one of those issues that really separates us. On Inauguration Day, Tom, I'm not going to come to the inauguration. I'm going to try to highlight the groups back home, because it's going to be Martin Luther King Day that it's on, Martin King Jr. Day, that are going to be potentially affected by the Trump presidency. So we're going to meet with folks in the Latino community, especially around some of the immigration issues. We're going to meet with some of the LGBTQ plus community about some of the issues that we're seeing attacks there. We're going to deliver Meals on Wheels to talk about the vulnerable seniors on things like Social Security, like Bob is talking about. And we're going to talk about the Postal Service now that there's talk about trying to privatize that. I think, you know, we have to be that party of FDR that looks out for the average person, that unfortunately I don't think that got across in November as well as it needed to be. And now is our chance to double down on that. And Social Security, Bob, is absolutely one of those core issues. If we give up on Social Security, we don't deserve to be a political party. So I'm quite sure from what I've heard Hakeem Jeffries say, I can't speak for Chuck Schumer, but I would be shocked if he had a much different position.
Alfredo in Mountain View, California. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hey, thank you to both, and happy holidays to both. Congressman, why can Democrats introduce a bill to simply ban fascist parties from participating in any election? And I take my answer of the air. Thanks.
Yeah, I think part of the question might be the definition of that. But I think, you know, one of the things that we're going to have to learn to work with, Tom, in the next 2 years is we can introduce bills that are very likely never going to see the floor of the House or the Senate, because the Republicans are going to be in charge of both and the executive branch. We have to get creative. One of the things we're doing, Tom, in January, we're going to launch a podcast that we're going to do out of my office to talk about many of the issues you and I talk about with callers, but, you know, spend 45 minutes talking about Medicare Advantage, right, and what the issues are, and talk with experts like Alex Lawson and others that are out there about different issues.
Very cool.
So, you know, I think we all need to do that, find our alternative ways to get messaging out. We found that, you know, the undecided voters in the last election, 45% didn't get it from traditional TV news, and we all have got to figure out ways to be more effective. Introducing bills may not be the path. It may be using other forms of communication, getting the best experts out there introduced to people, and then let's figure out how to organize around those issues.
Yeah, or you could use the bills as the news hook, essentially, to hang, you know, stories on and guests and things. That's great. Charlie in St. Louis, Missouri, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I realize that this ship has sailed, but I wanted to get your take on why you think, given the GOP and Trump's propensity for cheating, I want to get your take on why there wasn't at least some recounts in the swing states. And, you know, Tom even had Mr. Spoonamore on talking about bullet ballots, and we know that they threw a whole lot of voters off the rolls for no good reason. And it just seemed like, you know, Kamala conceded the very next day. It just pains me that we rolled over so quickly without at least some recounts.
Yeah, Charlie, my best guess is that there weren't high profile examples of real problems. I can speak best to Wisconsin. We just didn't see them. And if you didn't see them, you know, it's harder to make the case to do a recount. At least in some cases, you have to be within a certain margin to get it automatically. And there's honestly, there were fewer of those than we've seen in some past elections, but I don't really have a definitive answer.
Congressman, if Democrats in blue states, you know, Washington, Oregon, Wisconsin, had purged 4, 5, 6 million people off the voting rolls in the year prior to the election, how do you think the Republicans would respond?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, the reaction should have been stronger in those states. I would never put Wisconsin with the group you put, right, because we're not a blue state.
No, my point is, if Democrats did this, Republicans would raise hell. Republicans do this, and Democrats don't say a word.
Yeah, well, I've seen some, but I agree. I mean, I think in the states where this happened, I did see things talked about at the time. I guess my question was, Washington State and Wisconsin couldn't be more different.
Well, no, it's like, 5 million votes were purged in Florida, Texas, and Georgia. I mean, it's like...
Yeah, anyway. No, and that's part of it is having an aggressive Democratic Party, right? Part of why, you know, Ben Wickler, our state party chair in Wisconsin, you know, is someone that many of us are supporting.
We need Ben. I agree. Yeah, I agree. Exactly. Congressman, hang on just a second.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Sorry, I'm feeling feisty today. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour. Midday is with Mark, with one of the finest members of Congress. We'll be right back with your calls for Congressman Pocan. Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about
about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News special report. President Biden spoke on the investigation into the terror attack in New Orleans that left at least 15 people dead and dozens injured.
The FBI is leading the investigation to determine what happened, why it happened, whether there was any continuing threat to public safety.
The driver, a U.S. citizen from Texas, was shot and killed by police. The FBI says a black ISIS flag was flying from the truck's rear bumper. CBS's Nicole Skanga heard from Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
A 2017 city memo raised concerns about a vulnerable Bourbon Street with bollards or security posts routinely malfunctioning.
The New Orleans Police Department, of course, deemed them inefficient because they did not operate the way that they were intended to do.
Former New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu told CBS,
"It's very hard to plan against something specifically like this, but they've got to get after it and make it better than it was."
CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million and change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Marquette with a win over Providence. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a 70-58 win at Providence over the Friars. Marquette head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, we've had a hard time here at the Amp since I've been at Marquette. Providence has had a ton to do with that, but the crowd has been tough to overcome over 40 minutes. And the way the game started, with Providence making, I think, their first four shots, scoring 10 points in the blink of an eye, was not ideal.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Pacers in Indianapolis 120-112. Doc Rivers says it took his team a while to get going.
AJ Green didn't make a shot in the first, and he makes a couple. TP misses wide open shots, and he makes a couple. And it just goes to show you, great shooters never lose confidence. They keep believing. We keep believing in them. That's all we talked about at halftime, is all the shots. I even said, TP, you're going to get the same shots. You're going to make them, AJ. But we got to make sure they get shots. And if we do that, we're good.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some flurries and light snow showers in the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, west winds, low temperatures in the middle teens. On Thursday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine, west to northwest winds. And look for some late-day flurries, highs in the lower 20s. Currently 17 degrees.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Dark money's pouring, drowning out the light. They're on in the stage in America's fight.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour. Middays with Mark here on our program. And Larry in Los Angeles here on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi. We have four people who held the position of Fed chair who are still alive today. And during the time when they were running the Fed, the Democratic presidents have gotten the worst of the policies. Carter saw the highest hike in the Fed rate. Joe Biden saw the next highest, Bill Clinton, and then the 8 years of Kennedy Johnson. That's how they ranked in with high rate hikes. All those presidents cut the Federal Reserve, cut the deficit. And they got rewarded by higher Fed rates. And they, recently, all of the Republicans get trillions of dollars in quantitative easing, which I consider to be fascism. They get that. Joe Biden has just seen roughly a half trillion removed from his years when he was in the presidency. In other words, if I were to have as bad of a record in my finances, I would get high interest rates. And no one would give me a loan. The Republicans get the exact opposite. And these Fed chairmen need to answer the question, why is that happening for 71 years?
Congressman?
Didn't hear the question in there, but I think just in general on the Fed, I think, you know, a lot of us have advocated they lower interest rates a lot quicker than they did. And, you know, maybe that autonomy should be a question because certainly I do think it helped to cost Joe Biden and Democrats going into the election cycle when, you know, their goal is a certain level of unemployment is when you've hit the right ratio as opposed to which should be, you know, a standard that we actually use. So I think there are certainly problems, and I agree with the caller on that.
David in Huntley, Illinois, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi. First of all, thanks for taking my call. With all that's going on with the appointments and nominations and all that, the post office general, Louis DeJoy, seems to kind of fallen in the shadows. Is there going to be any nominations to the people that will be able to oust him?
Yeah, David, so this is going to be one I think we're going to have some conversations about once Trump becomes president, because he's now talking about privatizing the Postal Service, which would be absolutely awful. You know, the goal is to deliver mail and to service American people doing that, not to, you know, make a profit or any of these other things out there. He put Louis DeJoy in place, and then we should have got rid of him, even though it's the Postal Board of Governors that deals with it. Honestly, I now regretfully, Tom, think that this is a mistake by the Joe Biden administration, that they didn't do more to get rid of him more aggressively with their appointments. Yes, the Senate hasn't confirmed some of the Postal Board of Governor folks, but, you know, Donald Trump's already saying he's going to fire him because Democrats and Republicans think DeJoy is terrible. The problem is Donald Trump's answer is to privatize, which is an even worse answer than just dealing with DeJoy. So we're going to really have to do a lot, I think, to make sure that we're saying the right things about the Postal Service. The good news is, Tom, is it's one of the most organic issues that I get, and I'm guessing every member of Congress. People support the Postal Service. They appreciate the service they get. And we just have to make sure we defend it so that we have a free Postal Service, not something that's privatized in the Trump administration.
Amen. Holly in Washington, D.C., you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hey, good afternoon or morning, gentlemen. Thanks for being there today.
You know, I'm a pretty business savvy woman and planned my retirement, which started a little early because of COVID. But, you know, I ran out my numbers for 25 years and said, yeah, I can swing this. I got to cut back, et cetera. And I'm saying that in preference to the question, which is, I asked you before the election, if MAGA won all three houses, what would be the mechanism for them to either eliminate it or minimize payments? And since that has came true, I'm wondering if you have an update, just for my planning purposes. This is not a gotcha question.
Yeah, no, I get you. I think, you know, this DOGE commission is going to be what is used to recommend a whole bunch of bad ideas. The good news is the DOGE commission is about as effective as Elon Musk is, right? He has no power, and that commission will have no power other than it may give Republicans ideas for bills and things. The margin's going to be so tight in the House because of the appointments from the Republican caucus. They only have one vote to spare, one person who leaves them, and they can't do something for the first 3 or 4 months. And after that, it's the tightest margin in Congress since 1931. We have 215 seats. You need 218 to have the majority. I think, especially on Social Security, it's going to be very hard to do changes. Not that they're not going to try. And as you know, Donald Trump tries to threaten everyone who doesn't do what he wants to. We just have to make this a public pressure campaign. The good news is the public agrees with us. I mean, Social Security and Medicare are two of the most popular programs the federal government offers. So we just have to be ready to speak out and to be organized and look to groups like Social Security Works and others that are working on this issue. But, you know, I think the DOGE Commission, to direct answer your question, is probably where they're going to be proposing some really dumb things. And then at that point, we need to be ready to stand up and fight them.
Bill in Sierra Blanca, Texas, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning, Congressman Tom. Yes, I have a question about LNG. I live in far west Texas, where a massive LNG export facility pipelines proposed to go to Mexico for 3 billion cubic feet a day of gas to China, only China. I was wondering, Congressman, your thoughts about how this is going to play out, because President Trump, our future 47th President Trump, is saying he's going to put tariffs on China. I'm reading that there's uncertainty that all these LNG exports throughout Texas and Louisiana that they're proposing more and more of, the Chinese president, if Trump actually slaps a 60% tariff on China's imports, it could lead to Chinese retaliation by China avoiding LNG purchases from the U.S. I would just like your thoughts on that, because this doesn't benefit anybody in the United States. And also, last thing, and I'll get off, the Energy Department just released their study about that it's from the pause that President Biden had on all LNG exports to non-free trade countries. And it's damning, except they're not recommending denying any more exports. What are your thoughts, Congressman?
Yeah, Bill, let me answer it a little bit higher rather than specifically to this issue, because I think it's going to affect a lot of things. Don't forget, Donald Trump is full of hypocrisy and double talk, right? I think we're going to have to remember when he was president 4 years ago, remember, 95% of what he said he didn't do. You know, he's kind of a open, you know, every idea in his head comes out and he doesn't execute them all. But the problem is, we got to figure out which are the ones he's going to try to do and make sure that, you know, we're defending anyone who might be attacked or stopping bad ideas along the way. In this case, with the tariff issue, you know, this is one of the dumber ideas that he's put out there. Tariffs actually are very valuable in certain cases. Targeted tariffs on the steel industry, for example, when they're going to dump cheap steel in the United States, so it was able to protect an industry and a lot of jobs, and that was important. Across the board, tariffs is just stupid, right? It's Donald Trump trying to appeal to whatever, but I doubt he's even going to be able to execute it. So we just don't know, I guess, is the answer, Bill, other than, you know, we're going to have to see what he really does with tariffs. But don't forget, 95% of what he does, he doesn't do. The problem is the 5% he does is going to be our fights that we really have to make sure we're protecting people on. But I just don't know how he's going to execute what he said. I think it's going to be more of the bluster from Donald Trump.
Michael in Bronx, New York. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hello, Tom. Hello, Congressman. First off, happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
And secondly, all right, we all know that whenever an injustice is done to a police officer, you know how pretty much all police officers in the city, throughout the state, or even nationwide are always standing in support of one another, showing each other solidarity and making a clear, bold statement that they're not going to tolerate such injustice. With that said, you know, with Trump threatening all his critics, and I even take into personal threat towards me since I'm a critic, you know, you have police officers that are critics. You had the judiciary that are critics that he's threatened. You have former presidents, one of whom is 100 years old now. All right? It has other people.
So, Michael, your question.
Other professions. So my question is, why can't people, even in Congress, have a discussion on this to say, you know, we got to stand together and encourage others to stand together, send a bold message to Trump. We're not going to tolerate this. You have no right to be You have no right to be threatening us because we're speaking the truth.
Let's get the answer. Thank you.
Yeah, Michael, I hear you. I think, you know, we are, in fact, I mean, especially a lot of us in the Progressive Caucus are really worried about those constituencies that he is already making threats to. And we've got to make sure that we're having extra forms of communication with them to make sure we're defending people's rights. We can't let Donald Trump take away anything and do things that are un-American, because I think many of his ideas are directly un-American. The problem is in the Republican Party, the critics are so very few because they're afraid of primaries from Donald Trump. I think what's going to be interesting is watching Elon Musk. At some point, Tom, the Elon Musk explosion with Donald Trump is going to be absolutely popcorn worthy, because it's going to happen. I mean, watching right now, he's trying to stop the CR bill that the Republicans need to get through Congress or else we shut down the government. Like, he just doesn't have any experience in government. And then, you know, his ego and Donald Trump's ego and throw in a few more, it's going to be epic. So I think the problem is the Republicans just don't stand up right now to Donald Trump. And that's at your question.
There you go. And now he's threatening Liz Cheney again.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour. Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman program. We'll be back with more of your calls for the Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Pocan.house.gov is his website. And Rep. Mark Pocan over on Blue Sky and pretty much other social media. We'll be right back.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed.
It was an
Yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Ever tried to get your cholesterol down by diet and exercise? Well, listen to this. Super Bearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism and your blood sugar, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking my Super Bearing. Always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your heart's health, Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. To get 15% off and save even more on bundles, go to superbearing.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Super Bearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And that code to get 15% off is TOM, T-H-O-M, superbearing.com, code TOM.
Every stage, let's rewrite the founding page.
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. Linda in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Thank you for taking my call. Love you, Tom. I have a question. My husband passed away in July, July 2nd of this year, and I've done everything, and Social Security has been good. I got that all straightened out. But the death benefit, I can't get it. They've told me it's been approved. I've asked, who can I talk to? Why can't I get it? It's $255. I could use it. And no one can answer the question. They said it just takes time. It's all been approved, but they just haven't released it. Have you come up against that? Or what can I do to follow up on that? Thank you.
Sure. Linda, first of all, sorry for your loss. And, absolutely, this is something that is worth calling your member of Congress or your U.S. Senator because We do have what I refer to as the bat phone. For those of people who are my age, remember the Batman show? You get a special line right to a federal agency, and we can often help break log jams. So that's one of the strongest reasons you should reach out to your elected representative, whether it's something like you're talking about, problems with passports, problem with veterans benefits. We really are there to help, and we really do help constituents literally every week, Tom, in this area. So, Linda, please contact your member of Congress or senator and let us try to help.
Nancy in Woodland, California, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yeah, thank you. My question is, do the Democrats have plans for what to do if Trump declares himself a dictator on day one, as he says he's going to? I mean, he doesn't joke. He's not a joker. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're ready for a lot of scenarios. I don't think he's going to call himself a dictator on day one. I think he's going to be a little more clever, but we are waiting for what are those very first actions he's going to do, including likely pardoning the people who attacked the Capitol on January 6th, sending a pretty chilling message, we think, that's out there. I think we're going to have to be ready for legal challenges, and there's groups and attorney generals and governors that can do that. We're going to need that in place. We have to work with all of our partners. They're going to work with various endangered constituencies that Donald Trump has threatened. But as I said before, don't forget, 95% of what Donald Trump says, he never does. He's a lot of bluster, but it's figuring out what that 5% is. And then we have to all be ready to be activated. And don't forget, you know, it may not be you who's attacked by his first action, and maybe not his second, but it might be the third or the fourth. And if no one's there for you because you weren't there for people on those first attacks, then you're not going to have the support you need either. So we all have to take anything he does as an attack to our democracy, our country, and defend whoever is targeted by his actions.
Just a little over a minute to the break, to the end of the hour. George in Santee, California. You got a quick question for Congressman Pocan, please?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Tom. What's going to happen with the Palestinians? What's the end game there? Every day, more and more innocent women and children are dying over there. It needs to stop. And I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Thank you.
Yeah, George, you're ending on a very pessimistic note. I don't think we're going to have a lot good happening. I haven't been happy with much of how, honestly, the Biden administration's dealt with this. I'm certainly not thinking that that Donald Trump's going to be much better. I just had UNRWA in my office today, and honestly, there's a new law that basically is going to eliminate their ability to provide education and food that they've been doing. It's pretty bad, pretty dire. And in 55 seconds, it's hard to give you a good answer other than we all should care and we all need to do more. And especially UNRWA, they're not going to have U.S. financial support. That's significant. UNRWA USA does provide that. They raise about $50 million that helps go largely to people in Gaza and the West Bank. And please keep them in your thoughts this time of year.
UNRWA is the UN agency, right?
Yeah, but it's also a 501c3 UNRWA USA that helps provide support.
Cool. Congressman, thanks so much for being with us. We so appreciate you coming on this program every other week and doing these. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. And thanks to your listeners. Happy holidays to all of you.
Back at you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Thank you. We'll be back on the other side of this break. What the hell is going on? Where are the Democratic warriors? We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The FBI investigation into the attack in New Orleans that left at least 15 people dead and dozens injured has now shifted to Texas, where the attacker is from. Reporter Chris Fox is following that part of the investigation.
The FBI identifying the suspect is 42-year-old Samsu Dinjabar, according to public records, a U.S. citizen from Houston. FBI Special Agent Althea Duncan.
The person was an Army veteran.
The FBI confirming the white Ford pickup he drove into the crowd had Texas plates and was flying an ISIS flag. CBS News learning the truck was rented through an app from an address in the Houston suburb of Pasadena. Their local police now said to be involved in the ongoing investigation. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Investigators are also looking into the possibility that the attacker had accomplices. Back in New Orleans, city officials are looking into their safety measures.
In New Orleans' French Quarter, a street security upgrade was underway.